This is Music in Motion,
a podcast looking at how music moves us through our lives,
forward, backward, and everywhere in between.
Produced by the crew at Kilo FM and KRXP FM in Colorado Springs.
Subscribe to this series to follow along as we journey through the music of our lives.
Hey, I'm Sean.
I'm Kate.
And Music in Motion is a podcast all about music that moves us. And today we're talking about the visual evidence of that, which is goosebumps.
I never really thought about this until you started bringing it up in conversation prior to even planning out these podcasts. So thank you, because it really made me think about the music I love.
Yeah, and what it does to you. Like, we've talked all about emotional reactions, and this is the visual one. First of all, before we talk about all of this, goosebumps is a word that we've always just used and didn't think twice about it, right?
Sure.
And so it wasn't until actually doing this and doing a little bit of reading and research, I looked up the definition of goosebumps. It is a rough condition of the skin resembling that of a plucked goose. So the first thing I did was Google plucked goose. The second thing I did was scream in terror. Lean over real quick, Sean, and just look at this.
Okay.
And anybody listening, just close a tab, open a new one, and Google plucked goose to get the visual, because it's accurate, though. And I started asking myself, why is this?
I'm not that color.
So in preparing for this, I did what I used to do in college, which is read up on this for like 30 minutes and be like, I'm an expert.
Right.
Let me tell you everything now. I'm like Kelly on The Office. I'm super smart, guys. I'm super smart now.
Well, bring it. Explain it to me.
We talked about goosebumps. Basically, the long backstory definition of that is animals, their contracting muscles cause bumps to make their hair stand up when they're cold or scared, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in humans, that happens to us too, but we don't need that. We're going to talk more specifically about how music does that to us and why that happens. So there's a term, frisson, which is French for shiver, which means a strong feeling of excitement or fear, you know, what happens when we get goosebumps. And musical frisson is this long, drawn out, complicated definition. I'm going to get like halfway through this. A psychophysiological response to rewarding auditory and or visual stimuli that often induces a pleasurable or otherwise positively balanced. Okay.
Do you want me to just sum it up?
Time. Yeah.
Makes you feel fuzzy inside and sensitive to things, and you're happy and pleasure for sure.
Yeah.
But also just if something gives you the creeps. If something creeps you out, you can get goosebumps.
Yeah.
So hence the show, Goosebumps.
I know. Yeah. We should do a disclosure. This is not a podcast about a fantastic series. Basically to sum up musical frisson, it is when you hear a song and you go, oof, that's good.
Man, that gives me the goosebumps.
Also, I learned, commonly referred to as skin orgasm or skingasm.
I like that way better than goosebumps.
That?
Yes. Yes, 100%. What? You took this long
totally
to get to skingasm?
Like, I had to build it up.
I know, but I would have started with that.
Which
oh my God.
So skingasms is what we're covering here.
All right, let's talk skingasms and the music that gives us those skingasms.
Yeah.
Woo, skingasms. Woo.
So what happens to you specifically?
Well, like I said, it's not something I've ever thought of that I can remember. And so when we started having this conversation, I was like, wait, what does give me goosebumps? Skingasms. And I really had to go through my library. I really had to think about like the songs that have influenced me. And what I narrowed it down to this. Songs that still do it to me, and it's interesting because these songs I never get sick of hearing. And every time they come on, whether it's in my rotation, you know, in my own personal library, or if you hear these songs in a movie or something like that, you still get that emotion, those goosebumps, and why do those songs do it to me? And I think there's even some explanation into that too, right?
Mm-hmm. So it can all go back to what causes actual goosebumps. It's, you know, fear, uncomfortable.
So let's start.
Cold.
Yeah.
So it's all a feeling about being uncomfortable.
Okay. I have one immediately for that.
What's that?
The Stooges. I want to be your dog.
And why is that?
So if you think about it, it's an S&M song, basically. But when I first heard the song, which was a long, long time ago, I don't know if I knew that. So the song came out basically in 1969. That's, to be talking about that in music at that time was absolutely risque and unheard of. But the song, the way it starts, the very beginning, you just get this emotion like something bad is about to happen or I'm in a dungeon. It overwhelms you. It just pours over you.
And you can physically feel that,
you can
right?
Physically feel it. Absolutely. So hats off to the Stooges for one, making us feel that way, making me, it's hard to make me feel that way, but they do. And I've been listening to that song for a long time and it still does that to me.
And this is a really interesting question and topic that we've asked ourselves because it was at the beginning kind of hard to pinpoint the songs that do that to us. But what we did first was kind of come up with songs. And then when we were trying to figure out and do a little research and reading and become experts on Goosebumps, why it happens, you can really pinpoint it down to a break in musical expectation that we've kind of put aside for what causes that break in musical expectation. And we've come up with three things that can do that: a sudden key change, songs in minor key, or songs that have a sudden dramatic change in tone.
Do you have a song that fits into that category or those categories that just kind of sum all of that up?
Oh yeah. So one of the first things I thought of was that video that's going around, that's going viral, of those two guys hearing Phil Collins in the Air Tonight for the first time. Have you seen that?
Yes. I saw it on TikTok. Yeah.
The part where he goes, "Well, I remember," and the guy on the left, he goes, "Whoo!" Like, that's exactly what happens to me, is I clench my chest, I do this, and I go, "Oof." So there's several songs that fit into all three categories for that. We actually, what we did was we took this to our listeners and asked what songs give you goosebumps. We didn't say any of these rules. We didn't tell them to think about any of these rules or try to find a song that fits any of those rules. We just said, name a song that gives you goosebumps every time. And so then what we did is we kind of took our list and that list and pinpointed the most common songs that fall into these categories. Sudden key change. A lot of people put in Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah. And it has such a viral potential. Like, it's ended up in so many viral videos and stuff like that. So I have a theory too on a lot of these songs is they have an anthem quality to mm-hmm. them. They empower you somehow. A lot of these songs do. That song is empowering. It's like an anthem. Even if you don't like Bon Jovi, that song comes on like before you're about to see a band come out on stage. Like if they're playing that before they come out or you're at a bar, everybody starts singing. It's like a collective agreement that Living on a Prayer gives us goosebumps.
It's one of those songs, it's impossible to sit still during, even if you hate it. One of my favorite things in high school was riding around in a car with my friends. Everybody was theater choir nerds and we'd all be singing. And one of my favorite things was when a key change would happen, everybody at the same time would yell, "Key change!" And I specifically remember doing it to that song right there. Songs
Man,
that were also
you were a nerd in high school.
Big nerd.
Because we'd
driving
be like,
around to rent
pass the joint.
Yeah. Well. So also songs that were submitted a lot from our listeners. This one was submitted a lot in Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. That has like a pretty iconic key change in there in the middle of it. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. That song changes key like three times. Radiohead, a lot of Radiohead was submitted. Karma Police.
I don't get goosebumps from
Paranoid
Radiohead.
Android. I personally don't either, but I can see why people would.
I see, okay, I get the key change thing, but I think it's vocals. I think it's the texture of vocals sometimes. For instance, Lana Del Rey, a lot of her songs give me goosebumps.
Which she has a very melancholy, almost sometimes eerie tone to her, which can definitely fit into that.
Did anyone respond with Wicked Game, Chris Isaac?
No.
What?
But... Is that yours?
It's one. It's one that that makes me feel that way. And it used to be a song when it was huge. It was on MTV all the time. It was on the radio all the time. And now it's like a song you don't hear anymore. And so when it does come on, or if you just like put it on, it sort of has that overwhelming feeling. And it is melancholy. Like you said, the vocals are like really smooth and like dark. So I don't know. I think that's a common thread.
Well, and that kind of fits into this second category that we have, which is songs in a minor minor key, because that is super uncomfortable. If you listen to the major scale versus the minor scale, it's super uncomfortable. It's like Phantom of the Opera, basically.
And some that people's ears can't.
Very uncomfortable.
Some people's ears can't tolerate it, actually.
Am
I wrong? Yeah, like, or it makes them uncomfortable. Yes.
It sends a shiver down your spine. It's, you just envision yourself like being like plummeted into a dark pit when you hear the minor scale. It's really uncomfortable. And that all kind of goes into Goosebumps. When we asked for songs to submit, the songs that I put into this category, songs in a minor key, JB, one of our listeners, submitted Hurt by Nine Inch Nails, and that's one of the first songs I thought of too.
Again, for that, it's an uncomfortable song.
Goosebumps. You know, by the third note in, it's like dun dun dun. By the third note in, it's risen.
So I think that for some people maybe who are really understand music at that level, maybe somebody like you who understands keys and everything, maybe certain songs affect you that way, where they may not affect maybe people like me that just enjoy texture of song, and I'm not a musician, so I don't know all of that. So maybe there's also that can play into it. I'd be curious. There should be a real scientific study done on this instead of our little fake
someone that's read about it for 30 minutes.
Right. There's probably some kind of book out there. But yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't really know the difference. I just know texture. Vocals affect me a lot. So yeah. And also a buildup of a song, that anthem type song, really affects me.
Oh, for sure. I think the third category that does it the most, I'm going to say, is songs that have like a sudden and dramatic change in tone.
That's me. Yeah.
This is a interesting one because the part you're not expecting, which we've been talking about a lot. So Newborn by Muse, that's one of my songs. It starts really slow. It can fall into both those categories because it's also in a minor key, but it starts really slow and kind of mellow. And then out of nowhere, it just goes into this huge, fast, rapid build up, and it's awesome. But that's an interesting thing. It's one of those things that you don't expect, but you're like waiting for it.
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
I do. I heard a live version of it, which also added to it because I could hear everybody, the whole crowd, cheering and going nuts before the big part even came in. So they know it was coming. So then I knew something was coming. And so I was waiting for it. So then when it hits, I just loved it.
If you want to comment on any of this or read some of the feedback that we have, it's all out there. It's on our socials, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at RXP1039, if you want to jump on and read all of those comments on our socials.
Yeah. And we have a playlist for this too, to kind of put together. So it can just be like hours of Goosebumps. How does that sound?
That's a great playlist. I'd definitely dive into that because there's probably a lot of songs either that I haven't heard or that I never thought of. I would say for that buildup, by the way, going back to that topic, Quiet Riot's Mental Health. That song is so intense. It has this like huge impact when it first lands on you. And then right before the vocals kick in, it goes into this smooth beat, but there's also like industrial sounds grinding behind it. You have this like feeling of like a horror movie or something. And then it's just these ripping vocals. And if that song, whether you're a metal fan, like if you're not, it still should give you goosebumps because of all of that that's happening in the song. And it's through the whole song.
That reminds me of A Perfect Circle, Counting Bodies. Like she,
yes,
that song is terrifying.
There's a lot of Maynard James Keenan that's terrifying, whether it's The Perfect Circle or Tool.
Yeah.
So.
And it falls into what you were just talking about, is that kind of eerie, creepy, industrial sound. And I think I wasn't around when Nine Inch Nails started, but were they kind of on the forefront of that?
So
kind of sound,
the first time I ever saw like a visual of Nine Inch Nails or heard them, it's obviously industrial. And they fell more into that like early industrial sound. They are not for regular consumption. And you knew that just from seeing them visually. But I feel like most of their songs can give you that emotion and make you uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I think that's Trent Reznor's whole point of existing, is to make you think and make you feel uncomfortable with his own emotions that he puts into his music.
Yeah, and I just want to go back real quick to JB submitting Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. I thank him for submitting Nine Inch Nails version, because a lot of people praise the Johnny Cash version a lot. But I will always prefer the Nine Inch Nails version. I talk to a lot of people that don't.
I will confess something right now. I am a huge Johnny Cash fan. I do not dig his version of Hurt.
Really?
I could never get into it. It makes me not uncomfortable. I think it's his voice, because I love Johnny Cash so much. In that era when he made those covers, he sounds old, yeah, and it's sad, and it makes me sad. And so, but I also just don't find it exciting.
No. I know there's a lot of people that think it's way better.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And I'm like, eh.
I know.
We're not going to get into this.
Like, commercial radio will play that over the Nine Inch Nails version, which is crazy to
Interesting.
Me. Yeah. So,
not us.
Boo. Oh, man. We're going to get some people who are going to be like, how dare you? Hey, back off.
Whatever.
Back off.
Another thing that falls into that sudden dramatic change in tone, musicals. Musicals give me hella goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Got to fit that in real quick. I will cry through an entire live musical.
Yeah.
Just because.
But that's not everybody.
No.
That is not everybody,
me.
Kate. Some people really hate musicals.
I know. And
is there anything in particular that really has always given you goosebumps?
Sweeney Todd, which is a super uncomfortable one.
Yeah.
One Day More from Les Mis is an insane song. It has like all three of these categories and more.
Right.
It's like the middle turning point song.
But it's anthemic. Is that is that the right word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Those songs in the musical always do it to me. It's always the final song before intermission that has to be huge, of course. Mm-hmm. So those are always the ones that do it to me. Epiphany from Sweeney Todd is insane, because it's when he switches and he's like, I'm just going to, instead of trying to redeem myself, I'm going to kill everybody.
Right.
So, of course, that makes you uncomfortable.
I haven't got a lot of goosebumps from musicals since I was younger, probably. And also going to see like ballets and stuff like that. That classical music can give me goosebumps if I can see like visually what goes along with it, like in a ballet. But recently, because of your excitement over Hamilton and then it coming up on Disney, I was able to actually watch Hamilton. That whole thing gave me goosebumps continually. That is an amazing production.
Yeah.
I just don't think we've had a production like that in a long time. It's just so overwhelming. It's so amazing.
Well, and if we go back to what we've been talking about, it's kind of like putting two things together that maybe you never thought would work together, which is history, the 1700s specifically, and rap and hip hop. But it works, and
it's scary that we still relate to it in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I went to see it in New Orleans, and it was after a few years of listening to it constantly, being very familiar with it, and I was finally seeing it. 10 seconds into the first song, I started crying, and I didn't stop until intermission. And then I was like, hang on, act one is like happy and all about hope and achievement. And I was still crying. Act two is all about death,
right?
And betrayal. And it's so sad. It has probably one of the saddest songs in any musical ever, which is It's Quiet Uptown. And when we sat down for act two, I was like, oh no, I've already been crying the entire time. And act two is actually sad. This is not going to be good. And it wasn't. There were some times I couldn't see because I was crying so hard. And I think that kind of goes along with it, is just, I just couldn't believe I was seeing it in person actually happening.
We're so different. Like, the only time I've ever done anything like that is when I saw Cheech and Chong in Chicago on their reunion tour. and they came out on stage. I'm sorry. I was literally raised on Cheech and Chong. Like, my mom, my parents didn't keep me away from Cheech and Chong. They were like, embrace this comedy. It's fine.
You're like, they're real.
I had comedians thrown at me constantly. Steve Martin, his albums, Richard Pryor albums I should have never listened to. I could act out Up in Smoke, the whole soundtrack. I could act it out. My brother and I would park chairs next to each other and act out Up in Smoke.
Oh my God. I love
that. So with that, when they finally came out on stage, because Tommy Chong's wife opens the show. And so you get through that and she's really funny. But when they were introduced and they walked out, they were dressed like Cheech and Chong and Up in Smoke. And I just like it was uncontrollable. It was so uncontrollable. But that's getting off the subject. So, but I just had to throw that out there, that we are a couple weirdos and I'm glad we're friends, Kate.
Yeah, it's not too far off with each other.
No,
you know?
It isn't. It is that same. It's just same emotions.
Like, you can't believe it's happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that has always had this wall in front of you where you can't get to it. And I think that's why we also cry at shows. Like, there's bands I've seen that they come out on stage and I'm like, holy shit, they're real people.
Yeah. And it's even crazier if you get to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but
you're like,
for
what
sure.
do I say to you? Like, this is a normal person. And that's,
yeah,
that happens to me so much. I cry at shows all the time. Goosebumps at live music is kind of different, I think, because we've been talking about things that are unexpected this whole time. But the expectation, I think, at live music is like the buildup of stuff or stuff that you know is coming. And then when it actually happens in front of you, like a big drop or a buildup or something like that, and it actually happens, you're like, oh my God.
But not just that, or maybe like artists that you never thought you'd be able to see and you finally get to see them, which happened to me last summer with Misfits. I seriously didn't think I was going to be able to see that. Then on top of that, I got to stand side stage and watch them. And I was like, this is not happening. On top of that, the Damned, the guys from the Damned, stood near me and watched while I watched.
You're like, what is my life?
I had punk rock legends all around me. Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age shows up behind me at some point, and I was just overwhelmed.
I would melt.
I tried not to cry, Kate, but I really wanted to cry. But it's so amazing that we can have attachments to music in this way, that we can be so attached to it that it makes us cry, that it gives us goosebumps. I want to now, since we're talking about that, the one artist saved the best for last, Joan Jett, Crimson and Clover. That, I don't know what it is. Her vocals in that, they're soft. They're not what you expect if you were attached to Joan Jett at that time, say 1981. And then you hear her cover that song and come out in this sort of sexy, soft voice, not what you're expecting from Joan Jett at that point. It's just brilliant. It's beautiful. And it's still rock and roll. And that's why she's the queen of rock and roll. She just can do that to you.
And when you get goosebumps when you listen to her, they happen on her name, on your arm. Joan Jett signed Sean's arm.
She autographed my arm and I got it tattooed on there.
Goosebumps, they happen on where her hand was. How amazing is that?
It is amazing. Actually, and then it goes up in flames. It's real rock and roll. It's like a pyro show like happening on my arm.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Well, I think to sum it up, we're a bunch of music nerds. But, I mean, everybody has these kind of emotional reactions. And so we encourage everybody to take a second, think about why you get goosebumps the next time it happens to you when listening to a song. Did any of that stuff that we just listed out, you know, the key changes, the sudden and dramatic change in tone, minor keys, does any of that resonate with you? Do you relate to that? Or did any of that make sense?
I just encourage you to jump over to our playlist as well. You can hit it up on Spotify, hit up our socials, see the conversation on this topic because it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's a continuing conversation. You can link over to all of our socials and all of that here in this podcast where you clicked.
Thanks for listening to Music in Motion.
In this series, we'll cover how music moves us, influences us, changes us,
past, present, and future.
And we hope you take this ride with us.